She says it's her birthday and she's out of town. Please excuse her absence.
Has anyone heard from Phoebe? Has anyone heard from Sasha Futron? Has anyone heard from Joe? Oh, and Annie. Has anybody heard from Annie? Has anyone heard from Vita?
I believe she's not going to be able to make it. I don't know why. I just heard that she couldn't come this time.
Mary?
Could people please use microphones?
Neil, is it possible, I don't want to blast people in the audience, but we're having trouble hearing anybody this way. Well, it's just that speaker's not facing us, I think, is part of the problem, so.
I'd like to say that we should excuse Vita, because she did call some of us. She called
us. Yeah, what Noella is saying is asking that we also excuse Vita. Okay, I guess we should all just try to speak into the mic and be pretty close on it. I would entertain a motion to excuse all of the people that we've discussed. Mary?
I so move that we excuse all of the people who were mentioned.
Second. Brian?
Can we just clarify? That's Louis, Andrea, Mark, Rosalinda, Vita.
And Annie.
Okay.
It's been moved that Richard?
Can anybody who's closer to Rosalinda give me? I mean, this is four in a row. I'm just curious. She hasn't been here since I can't remember when. It's been a long time. So I'm just. Is she going to come back?
I got a one-line email saying I'm out of town. Please excuse my absence. I'm just passing it along.
Thank you.
It's been moved that we excuse Louis, Andrea, Mark, Rosalinda, Vita, and Annie.
Second.
Can we approve this without objection? Seeing no objection, we have excused those six people. We are now at agenda review and approval. And obviously a Scribner's error if we would just remove Con Hallinan and Rosalinda Palacios from excusing absent members. I think that's a carryover from last month. So, you are never excused. Yes, Henry.
I count seven missing people, and you just said we voted to excuse six.
Who am I missing? Oh, Phoebe. Sasha, actually, there's eight.
Someone can move to reconsider if they want.
Please use a microphone.
I believe we have a communication from Joe that he is en route, though.
Okay.
Right? So that we
right.
do know.
So I move to excuse Joe and anybody else who doesn't happen to show up. And if they do show up, then we could not excuse their absence.
Yeah, we all know what Sherry meant.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
It's been seconded.
Is there any objection to excusing Louis, Andrea, Mark, Rosalinda, Vita, Annie, Joe, Sasha, and Phoebe? Seeing no objection, there we are. And now we are back to agenda review.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda, and it has been seconded. Chandra.
I move that the motions that are listed in the agenda that are new motions that are part of the treasurer's report be moved to the back of the agenda, and that the prior motions be allowed to go forward first.
I second that motion.
It has been moved and seconded that the motions that are attached to the treasurer's report move down, and everything in its order take its place moving up. Certainly.
I mean, the most important motion in the treasurer's report is budget review and approval. We're mandated by the bylaws to do it, and there's a fixed timetable. We need to do it in time for the Pacifica National Board to take it up. I don't see the purpose in moving that to the back of the agenda. I'm actually a little bit aghast. KPFA's management has been working on this budget quite intensively in the weeks leading up to this meeting in order to have it ready for the board. We've been through two study sessions with board members who went through a draft review last month. What's up?
Richard, then Con, then Chandra.
On the agenda that I have, that's not on there. What I have is a motion re-national programming bill backs, motion re-national election bill backs, archives fundraising, free speech radio news increases, national office rent.
Roman numeral run under the treasurer's report, review and approval of 2008 budget. It was also attached to the treasurer's report I sent you on Monday.
Well, on the agenda I have, it just says Brian Edwards-Tiger, treasurer.
Fund information.
Under 9, treasurer's report?
Yeah.
Item 9, Roman numeral 1.
Item 9, Roman numeral 1 on mine says Brian Edwards-Tiger, treasurer. That's all it says.
Mine says review and approval.
That's a slight difference between the version that was passed out today and the one that was emailed a week ago.
That's the one from a couple days ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, KPFA's business manager made child care arrangements and drove across the bay to be here with us today to go over the
budget. That's not the ones that we wanted to get rid of.
I'm sorry, who's we? I thought this was Chandra's motion.
It was Chandra, but I talked to her about it. It's the other ones that we want to talk about, the budget. So she probably was looking at the old thing also. The old
Madam Chair, point of information.
I'm sorry, so whose motion is this?
I'm willing to motivate my own motion.
Point of information.
Yes, Sarv?
I would like to know what date that agenda the member is looking at.
It's the one that was
because
sent out.
Because I am interested in the agenda that's currently just today that's distributed. That's the agenda. I want to know exactly what date, what time, the agenda that you're talking about.
I said it's the one that was sent out by the secretary.
The one that was given out today,
right.
Sir.
No, the one that was given out today is different than what I was looking at. Because, right, and nobody announced this one's different. They just handed them out, so I didn't take one. I mean, you need to say this is different than when we sent you an email, so I would know. I've got one now, but, you know.
Yeah, in effect, because I'm not a professional secretary in this case, there's always going to be a difference. I could try and send it out the night before if that's better for people by email.
No, we need to get the earlier one as soon as possible. But if there's changes when you hand them out, just say there's a couple changes.
Right. I usually wait that whole week because there is possibility for different changes. And that one I actually just made a mistake and didn't put it in as Brian had asked for it.
So. I have Khan, then Chandra, and Henry.
Well, I want to speak against the motion. I think that this board has fiscal responsibility to deal with the budget, and I know that things go on forever on this board. If we end up not getting to the budget, end up not taking care of the budget, that's, I think, extremely irresponsible. I think we should stay with the agenda as it is right now.
Chandra.
Okay. I think I'm going to be able to clarify a lot of misperceptions about the motion that I made. Can people hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not against approving the budget at this meeting. I think it's very relevant. I appreciate Lois's coming. I went to a budget review session. It was very helpful. What I am against is spending a lot of time today going over these proposed motions, which are going to require extensive discussion regarding KPFA's billbacks. I might suggest that we put forward a motion to approve the agenda, approve the treasurer's report, but that we indicate that there are some matters that we want to review and discuss, and they will be put forward as an amendment later. Because I think that if we discuss all these today, we're not going to get to anything else on the agenda. And I think that if we have just some discussion about this, I think it will clarify what these issues are, and we don't have to have an extensive discussion about these. And I'm sure Brian will talk to these issues when he presents his budget report anyway. So I'm not against a motion to approve the budget today.
Can I call on a couple other people? Henry?
I think this is what Chandra was saying, but let me just offer an amendment to her motion, which is that we move the items under Roman numeral 2 of the paper agenda to new business and leave item 1 on their treasurer's report on the agenda.
I second that.
Would anyone like to speak to this?
Yeah, I would be willing to withdraw the prior motion in favor of the second motion that was just introduced.
Pardon me?
I'd be willing to withdraw my prior motion in favor of the second motion, which clarifies my intent.
I think Henry has to, that has to be an amendment.
Well, what about it making a substitute motion?
All right, so we now have a substitute on the table to move items 9, Roman numeral 2, back down the agenda and keep Roman numeral 1 where it is placed during the treasurer's report. And it's been seconded. And if I could ask people to follow who want to speak to this to please speak to the proposed amendment. Tico.
I had been clear on the spirit of the motion since the beginning, but I wanted to specifically address that and make sure that we specifically say what we're voting on doing. If I understand correctly, the spirit of this amendment would be that we approve the budget, but then not approve what are basically the treasurer's recommendations about as far as what we ask Pacifica, how we ask Pacifica to change the budget. So I don't know that there would be any, and I'm actually asking this as a question to some degree from our PMB people, is the effect of this that we don't ask for these changes to be made this year or that we ask them to be made post-approval of the budget? Because if I understand correctly, we're basically asking certain line items in the overall Pacifica budget and the overall KPFA budget to be amended. And I don't know that you can do that after the budget's approved. So if we could get anybody who understands if that's what we're at, because I think it's very important, and I don't know of any item in new business that we're discussing that has anything near the relevance for our actual mandated board responsibilities versus just what we want to talk about on Saturday.
I have Anthony.
Yeah, I'm a relatively new member to the board, but I did go back and look at every agenda from the meeting when I first started on this board, and I haven't seen something like this where motions are packed into the treasurer's report. I think these matters are new business, and they should take their place as new business, you know, following the old business, which has been on the agenda for some time. By all means, let's discuss and hopefully approve a budget, but these other items should wait their turn and not jump ahead of these other items.
Brian, I have you next, and then Mary.
Well, the budget is a motion that's in the treasurer's report. I can't specifically recall previous motions, but speaking to Tico's point, I guess I'm mistaken here. I had thought the body had asked me to bring these motions back to it after my presentation at last meeting, and I spent some time drawing them up and going over them. Clearly, we'll do what the body's will is, but speaking to the time sensitivity of them, they would affect next year's budget if they were adopted by the Pacifica National Board. And the goal here is, as a committee of the National Board, to move them upstream to that body, which is meeting next week to consider draft budgets. The total impact on KPFA's finances would be around $100,000 next fiscal year, at a conservative guess, to positive benefit. I mean, if you want to take them up and you want them to have a positive impact, the time to deal with them is now. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's the exact stuff we went over last meeting when I pulled the body about bringing motions back to it. Rent from the national office for the space they occupy, compensation for the staff time we put into maintaining the network satellite uplink, not getting billed back for programming above and beyond the 20% levy we already pay, and not letting the archives take up an increasing number of days of fundraising on our airtime while we're trying to cut the number of days we spend on air fundraising.
Mary.
In addition to what Brian just said, which is, I certainly feel, is the case, these are not new items. They have been the will of bodies all through the local station board and back through the local advisory board, the will of the membership who, since the year 2000, elected those advisory boards. And there is a time-sensitive issue. There is critical. Otherwise, we have to wait a whole year. Every other item on here can be dealt with next month and still go into effect, and you will have lost at most a month. If we were expeditious and did not spend so much time trying to order what we are discussing, we could actually cover the whole thing. I doubt that there's any objection to any of these things. I have never heard serious objections to any of these points. So I would really urge us not to make us wait all year. This rent issue, these are all issues which have been on the table for years, and we need to make a stand in addition to the fact that we agreed to have that at the last meeting, that we asked Brian to do this. Why don't we follow through and get on with it and take care of our business expeditiously?
Varn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The motions... well, first I'd like to say is that, as Brian had referenced, or someone, we have our business manager, Lois Withers, is here, and she brought the budget, so she's here to present the budget. And we have 60 minutes to do that, and I think that we should dedicate this time, the 60 minutes, for Brian's report and for Lois to go over the budget. And these items here, we'd like to thank Brian for pulling these together, but they definitely go into new business, or I haven't had a chance to look at them, and I'm the treasurer of the foundation. I'm a director. So I need time to look at these to make sure that this is what we need to do, and I'm sure everyone else needs to do that. And we can do that in new business. If we cannot get to it today, I can look at it and I can take it. The PNB meeting is next week. I can take it to the PNB meeting. We have an operations meeting on Thursday evening. Brian will be available on conference call from Berkeley. So these are the items that we can present at that time, and we can bring before the PNB for a motion to approve. So that's what I would suggest that we do, and I think that we should actually use the time that our business manager, Lois Withers, is here to present the budget, and we should use the 60 minutes for that purpose. Thank you.
Annie is next.
Hi, just let me introduce myself, Annie Hallett, listener rep from Berkeley. I feel that it's our fiduciary responsibility to address that today. If we do nothing else today, I have an agenda item. I'm deeply passionate about several of the other agenda items. I'm willing to put them all off till next month and do this. We have a real big problem with talking about not doing things and then not doing things. And if we were using every minute right now, we would be halfway through this issue. My feeling is because this item was presented orally last meeting and now it's in print, it's intimidating. I think we've all heard all of this, and I would like to give the treasurer an opportunity to present each of the items, and we vote them up or down. If there's something we want to table for further review we can, and further inquiry, we can do that, but I call the question. Or no, I can't call the question. I urge us to move in that direction. I have Richard and Tico.
Yeah, one of my esteemed colleagues made a comment that they didn't think there was any objection to any of these. I don't see them. Why don't we put them on the consent calendar, and whichever ones of them there are no objection to, they're done very quickly, and they're gone. And then if there are ones that we have to have some debate about, then we can do them later. But I think if most of them are not objectionable from a KBFA point of view, we put them on the consent calendar, we take a minute, we read them, nobody objects, and they're done. That's the simplest way to do it if they're not objectionable, and there might be a couple that people have some problems with. Then we can deal with it, but we could get the majority of them resolved that way very quickly.
Tico?
I'm not going to call the question. I agree with Richard's motion and or Richard's suggestion in theory that we put them on a consent calendar. Outside of that, I would like to hear what we're going to discuss because the budget, and to me, the idea that we're going to put it in new business is, to me, frankly, crazy. And also, I don't know why, what, you know, like number 12 is or whatever it is that we are talking about putting ahead of these items, but I would not support putting whatever, you know, a motion about fundraising premia is not more important than whether we should get our rent paid by the Pacifica Foundation. And so I would either like to have the motion changed so we can put these in the consent calendar or some explanation of why something else is more important.
Anthony?
One more bit of discussion here. I would add, too, that some of these motions that are placed within the Treasurer's report are seem to me just advisory in nature and not, they don't go to the line items of the budget. For example, resolved the Pacifica National Office shall endeavor to keep PRA fully functional with funding from the Central Services Levy. Well, I think we all agree with that, but there's no numbers attached to that, so I don't know whether that passed along with our budget matters or not. Similarly, resolved the Pacifica National Office shall endeavor to increase funding for FSRN. Well, there's no numbers attached to that, so I reiterate that I think we ought to deal with the budget, and these other items should wait their turn as new business.
Brian and then Mary.
Look, they're all substantive motions. That's one line of an entire motion. The PRA motion you refer to caps the number of days of on-air fundraising that can be imposed on KPFA for the Pacifica Radio Archives. Look at the clause immediately prior to the one you quoted. The Free Speech Radio News one caps our contributions to a program that should be funded out of the levy, which have been escalating in each budget. Where we're at right now, that would save us on the order of $17,000 a year. It's a hard cap. I'm sorry. We shouldn't be debating the motions.
Mary.
I like Richard's suggestion that we put these on the consent calendar if they're non-controversial. And I'm hearing people say I should feel free to present on these during the treasurer's report. They just don't want to put them to debate and a vote. Might I suggest that we add these to the consent calendar? Anything that gets knocked off the consent calendar I can speak to in the treasurer's report. If you don't want to vote on it, make a motion to table. It's not debatable. And then we'll get on with whatever you think is more important. I mean,
have you just made a motion?
No.
No, it's a procedural suggestion. It's something that's possible with everything we already have in place.
Madam Chair.
Mary.
I move that we put the items under number 9, Roman numeral 2, on the consent calendar.
Do I hear a second?
I amended.
Henry seconded. Sarv?
Could we amend it if an item is not
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Okay. Yes, Richard.
Excuse me, Sarv, but we've already got a motion and an amendment. We cannot go off and do two more.
You can do one more. You can have one more.
But you're amending the one more.
That's okay. Two. Two amendments.
There's one more, right?
Two amendments.
Have I lost track here?
Yeah, but you maxed out with Mary.
Oh, I maxed out with Mary.
That's right.
Is that right?
All right. So where we maxed out was that we take items 9 Roman numeral 2 and move them to the consent calendar. Right. And that was seconded. Is there discussion?
Call a question.
The question is called any objection to ending debate? Seeing none. We are now voting on the amendment. Do I see any objection to the moving 9 Roman numeral 2 to the consent calendar?
Just to clarify, it would be all motions under 9 numeral 2. They're actually numbered separately in the treasurer's report. If you need to refer to them by number to pull them, I'd recommend we use those numbers.
Give me the numbers just so that... All right, National Programming Bill backs.
They're Roman numerals 1 through 6 from the Treasurer's Report document, which I handed out to everyone.
Okay, just so that when we move them to the consent calendar,
mm-hmm.
National Programming Bill backs will now be 9 to numeral 2? Numeral 1?
Yeah.
9 to
we've already
numeral 1. Or
there you
A.
Go. Perfect.
Or A. Actually,
perfect, 9 to 1. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to call that 9-2A. National Election Bill backs will be 9-2B.
Mm-hmm.
Archives Fundraising, 9-2C. Free Speech Radio News, 9-2D. National Office Rent, 9-2E. And KU costs 9-2F.
Where are we? I think we closed debate on the motion to add the drive.
Everyone agreed.
Everyone agreed?
So we have done that. Are there further comments to the agenda?
Point of information or whatever. do we need to make any change that such that if they're kicked off the consent calendar, we discuss them immediately, or is that done after? Because I thought that was one thing that we had still remaining.
My understanding is that if anything's kicked off the consent calendar, I'll motivate it during the treasurer's report. If the body doesn't want to deal with it, a motion to table's in order.
Well, yeah, the normal procedure is something goes off the consent calendar, it goes to new business. So that's...
My impression was the intent at the table was to motivate these during the treasurer's report. So if that is a misunderstanding, then we need to deal with that now.
I move that we allow the treasurer to address any untouched items from the consent calendar during his hour.
No, that's fine.
There's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Yes.
Is there discussion?
That one passed.
LaVarne?
I'm sorry. What?
It is that if things are not approved on the consent calendar, that Brian will motivate them during the treasurer's report, and we will either act upon them or... table.
No, I think you've just basically negated the motion that we just passed, that it goes to the consent calendar. If it's not, if there's objection, then it goes to new business. Otherwise, we could have just left it on the treasurer's report. I suggest that we move ahead, do the budget. In fact, I suggest you add on the treasurer's report, it's the treasurer's report plus the business manager's budget report. And I suggest you move the agenda.
Brian?
Guys, I put him on the consent calendar. Hopefully it's going to deal with it. I have a slot on the agenda. It's the treasurer's report. I motivate motions during it like the budget. I'll bring these up if you don't want to deal with them, table them. It's not a debatable motion. We don't need to waste our time now discussing it. Okay?
All right. Henry?
I move to strike item 25, postpone, whatever you call it.
Second.
It has been seconded that we strike item 25, executive session. Is there any objection to ending debate? Is there anything to be said on this? Is there any objection to striking item 25? Seeing none, item 25 will be struck. Anything further?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I'd like to add one item to the consent calendar, presumably right after the item which says the regular meeting of the LSB for August. I would like to say that they add an item which says the September meeting of the LSB shall take place either in the North Bay or the South Bay.
Okay, got it. Anybody else?
I move approval of the agenda as amended.
Second.
As amended, the agenda has been moved that it be approved. Do I see any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Yes, I'm sorry?
We were just given a proposal about adding a motion to the consent calendars to support the garbage workers who have been locked out. Is there any objection if I put that on the consent calendar?
Do you have a wording that you're trying to add to it?
The KPFA local station board supports workers from whatever union it is.
Teamsters.
Thank you. Teamsters local.
No, it isn't. They're the Teamsters.
ILWU. And machinists.
Point of order. If there's a motion, there's a motion. If there's a discussion, it's not on the consent calendar.
That's the motion.
Can you read the motion? Does it include the words whatever it is?
I move that KPFA local station board supports the workers from ILWU and machinists, the garbage workers who have been locked out. Teamsters local 70.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I got supports workers from the ILWU and machinists.
Teamsters and Teamsters local 70.
All right, that is being added to the consent calendar. Had we actually approved the agenda right when that came in? Or I thought we had, actually. All right, let's just do it one more time.
Point of order. The next item after agenda approval is consent calendar, when members can add things to the consent calendar. The agenda is approved. We're adding things to the consent calendar. It's cool. It's cool.
Okay. Anyone else want to add anything to the consent calendar? Not seeing anyone. Now we are moving to approval of the consent calendar. No, we're not. We're moving to minutes review and approval. You. That's off the record that I just called Brian a bozo head. Moving to minutes approval and review, we have minutes in front of us from May 19th and June 16th. Does anyone have any comment on the May 19th minutes?
Madam Chair, I move approval of the minutes.
Sarvis moved to approve the minutes of May 19th. It's been seconded. Any objection to approving the minutes of May 19th? Seeing none, we move to the minutes of June 16th.
Move to approve.
LaVarne has moved to approve the minutes of June 16th. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Any objection to approving the minutes of June 16th? Any objection to approving the minutes of June 16th? Seeing none, we have approved the minutes. And we now go to the consent calendar.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Brian?
Need to strike item 1 from the consent calendar. Need to strike item 1, the location of date and location of next month's meeting.
He's talking about something else. Well, we just added the other two. Is there any objection to two or three? Are we through?
Wait a minute. Let's get clear. Is two the one that Anthony made?
Yes.
Two is September meeting. Or in North Bay, South Bay, 3 is supporting the Teamsters.
Right. Okay.
Number 2 has just been pulled.
Madam Chair, I'm sure I was here when we said that we would move Treasurer's Report 9-2 to the consent calendar, which would be number 2.
That's correct. But actually, technically, we discussed Brian's motions as part of the consent calendar.
I'm sorry. I should have said it that way. Okay. After number 3 on the consent calendar, we would go to all of those, starting with 9 Roman numeral 2, little a, and down the page.
Number
1 and number 2 have been pulled.
Point of information,
I believe number
please.
1 is because of a Scribner's error. Is that true? Yes.
Point of information, please. Is item number 2 the motion to have the September meeting in the North or South?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order. If number 1 is due to a Scribner's error, why don't we just correct it and approve it?
We did that.
You don't amend things on the consent calendar. You pull them and then you deal with them.
But
that's what we're going to do.
Well, that means
every time there's been a problem with a meeting location, we pull it, we take it up as an immediate order of business.
I understand that. If it's just a typo, just correct it and move on.
That's what I want to do. That's why I pulled it.
I believe we're at number three now.
Yes, number three. Supporting the Teamsters in the garbage strike.
Oh, that's number five. Is that
number one is going to be corrected because of a problem with the date. Number two has been pulled. That was the September meeting, North Bay or South Bay. Number three is the supporting of the Teamsters in the garbage strike. Number then we start with the motions that were in the treasurer's report, starting with 9, Roman numeral 2, small a.
So we're still on 3.
Nobody's objected. I don't see anyone pulling 3.
Okay, that's approved.
Does anyone want to pull number 3? All right. National programming billbacks, 9, Roman numeral 2, small a. Annie?
I was just thinking maybe it would help if Brian read each one, and then if someone wants to... No, it's too long to do that? Can you give a one-sentence description? No.
No.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Okay. I had one more thing. I've noticed there's no clock in this room. I'm wondering if you mind if on the hour and half hour I tell you what time it is. It's 2 minutes until 1.
Actually, I think it's 2 minutes after 1.
Yep. Your animals
are
slow.
But that's good. That would be fine. Mary?
I move that we... can I move that we accept the consent calendar as amended?
There's no...
Well, it is amended.
Yes,
two items
1 and 2
pulled.
Have been removed.
Yes, so I want to move to accept the consent calendar as amended.
Mary has moved that we approve the consent calendar as amended, which would be number 1 and number 2 pulled, and Sarv seconded.
Yeah.
LaVarn?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I think that we're about to discuss item 4.
We had renumbered the rest of them.
Right. The items from Treasurer's Report 9-2, I think that's where we are now. So
correct.
I think the Chair was asking if anyone objected to any of those items.
I'm asking if anyone wants to pull anything else from the consent calendar.
I'd like to pull 9-2A through whatever.
So you are pulling all of them from the consent calendar?
Yes. No. Did you want to pull 3?
I'd like to pull item 3 from the consent calendar so we can discuss it.
It will go to the...
That's 4.
That's 4.
We can all object to any item we want to
move. But please use a mic. She just approved it. She just said item 3. No one objected, and we moved to item 4. We moved to the item 4.
No. We have always done consent calendar in a group, and Mary just moved that we accept what we had, and we didn't end it. And then LaVarn went ahead and pulled all the other numbers.
You don't move to accept them. They're on there. People, you go down them. People either object or don't, and then you're done. That's it. There's no motion to approve them.
I called the member to order for his language.
What language?
Thank you.
Folks, the way we've always done the consent calendar is it's a single motion. Until we close the consent calendar, anyone can object to and pull anything from the consent calendar because you put stuff on there without the opportunity for debate. The chair, as a courtesy, walked us through the things that had been orally delivered to the consent calendar one at a time so that we were sure what we'd be consenting to.
Point of order.
But we have not approved the consent calendar. You're going to say that not having had an opportunity to discuss or debate an item on the consent calendar, you're going to use a procedural gimmick to keep him from objecting to something?
Point of order.
Okay.
Yes, Henry?
I believe there's nothing on the consent calendar at this time.
Well, apparently there's a debate as to whether number three could be removed from the consent calendar.
Madam Chair?
I want to discuss it. I want to discuss it.
All right, let's come to order. Are we in agreement that everything on the consent calendar has been pulled? Or is there argument to this? All right, everything on the consent calendar has pulled, as is our procedure in the past. We now need to discuss the next meeting. Brian, I believe you pulled it.
Saturday, August 22nd is in fact a Wednesday.
Somebody have a calendar? What is the third Saturday of August?
I just need to know whether it's the 18th or the 25th.
18. Yes.
Has there been a confusion maybe about the numbers? One being the next meeting date, two being, okay,
this
wait
is the
a minute.
Third Saturday.
I just want to clarify something for myself, maybe. Number three was about the supporting the labor, and I thought I heard that it was passed, that we kept that. Number four is, there was no objection. Number four is about the treasurer's items. Number three is on.
No, actually, I believe that I really was going through the consent calendar number by number to make sure that people were
but
all
But I think there was confusion. I think Tico vetoed the wrong one. That's what I'm hearing.
I believe what you were taking off is number three, correct?
I'm going to I think it merits further discussion, and because we decided that we're going to discuss everything, I'm just as interested in discussing that as I am in discussing the other points, and so I did ask that we put it in new business.
Point of information, please, Ms.
It's the Teamsters and the garbage strike.
The trash workers strike.
There's no strike. It's a lockout.
Right. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I am wrong. And I think it'd be good if we discussed this.
Madam Chair,
It has been clarified that is indeed what Tico wanted to remove from the
I honestly, I feel the same way about Pacifica paying rent and not having...
But let's not have discussion now.
Thank you for the clarification for the record.
Okay. We were discussing number one on the consent calendar, and it should have read Saturday, August 18th.
I would move to amend it so it reads Saturday, August 18th.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been moved that we amend number one so that it reads Saturday, 18 of August.
And Madam Chair, can you confirm that you confirmed a booking of Café de la Paz for that Saturday?
I did confirm it. Sometimes things get a little confused there, but I'm hopeful and believe that what I've done is confirmed it. Is there any objection to closing debate about the meeting location for August? Seeing none, is there any objection to number one on the consent calendar being the regular meeting of the KPFA-LSB will take place at Café de la Paz, 1600 Shattuck in Berkeley on Saturday, August 18th, starting at 11 a.m.? Richard? Yes, I spoke with them, as I just said. In fairness, sometimes it's a little bit tricky there because things get a little twisted up, but I'm hopeful that we are down on the books. May I pass the gavel for a moment to you so that I might use the bathroom?
Okay.
Mr. So
Chair?
I believe we're a public comment.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move to suspend the orders of the day for the purposes of discussing what was item 3 on the consent calendar, supporting the workers, if members of the board and audience are going to choose to radical bait each other over asking for further discussion on an item, then I think we should discuss it right now.
Is there a second for that? Is it second? There's a second? Okay. Discussion. Laverne?
I would suggest that we move to public comment since the item of the lockout of the garbage workers in Alameda County was something I'm sure that the public would like to comment on, and then the board should take that up afterward, perhaps. Thank you.
Point of information.
Chandra? Well, Chandra had her hand up before you, Stan. So, Chandra?
I was just seconding the motion.
No, the motion was already seconded. So are you speaking to the motion? No. Sarv?
Point of information. I would like to know if the member was contacted by the garbage workers who were locked out to represent them or pass any motions here at the KPFA board here.
Point of order, please, Mr. Chair.
Whoa! Order? You have a point of order?
Right.
This
no,
is it.
No, we're deciding whether we're moving it forward.
Right, he asked a point of information, which actually is in order. Okay? Yeah. Okay, now, we're discussing the motion. Okay? Yeah. Mary?
My point of order was that...
To the motion.
The motion is only where to put the item, right. Not discussion of the item.
Right.
I would like to
correct.
Limit comments
correct.
To where to put it. I
right.
would agree to put it after public comment. I would agree.
So
with
you're
LeVarne's.
Just arguing to put it after public
yes,
comment.
Yes, I would
okay,
agree fine. With her with LeVarne's motion to put it there.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would make a motion to amend my motion to suspend the rules of order to place it immediately after the treasurer's report. We have a business manager who's feeding her meter, so she can discuss the station's numbers with us.
Okay.
Okay. What he's doing is he is amending his motion to place it after the treasurer's report. That we need to get to the treasurer's report, she's here, et cetera, we need to get to that. So he is doing it, motioning to put it after the treasurer's report, okay? Wait a minute.
I second.
Just a minute. Second?
I second with the fact that it's the business manager, not the treasurer.
I'm sorry. Okay. Is there any objection to that? There's a second. Okay. Seeing no objection... That will be the procedure at this point, okay? It will go after the treasurer's report, correct? Okay. Okay, we are at the point of public comment.